We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Kuf Amud Aleph on the bottom, two lines from the bottom. Right, the Gemara. How could we say from Shmuel that your Paris Mapa Makadish, which means the other pasuk of Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi, it means if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bench and then start again. According to Rabbi Yosi, you continue eating and make Kiddush afterwards. Shmuel said your Paris Mapa. Your Paris Mapa, make Kiddush and continue. Any of Amar Rav Tav Chlifa Barav Dimi Amar Shmuel. Kishem shmafsikim lekiddush, kach mafsikim laavdala. Just like in mafsik lekiddush, you also have to mafsik laavdala. What does it mean mafsik laavdala? Because according to Shmuel holds that once it reaches the time for avdala, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Just like when it reaches erev Shabbos, it reaches the amount of kiddush, you can't eat anymore. Havdala also, you can't eat anymore. Of course, we don't pass like that. We pass like Rav, who holds later on that we continue Shal Shudas till as many hours you want. But according to Shmuel, once we reach Havdala, you can't eat anymore. So you have to eat mafsik la Havdala. And we assumed, what does mafsik mean? My mafsikim, lav la kiris shulchan, which means take away the table. It's like a second taisvis, hainu brikas amazin. We assume the word mafsik means brikas amazin. You see, Shmuel holds, you have to bench. Because he says, Shem shmafsikim la kiris mafsikim la Havdala. Mafsikim sounds like pashtus la kiris shulchan. So you see from here, they have to bench. How can you say Shmuel holds Paris Mapa? Here it's Mashma, you have to actually bench. And for the Gemara, no. Loi, it means Lemapo. Mafsikin here means you're Kaparis Mapa, and you're, by Kiddush you make Kiddush, and by Avdallah you make Avdallah. Now the question is, we understand by Kiddush why you're Paris Mapa. Like we said, Yikr the Shabsa, or to take away the table. What's the Cheshbin of being Paris and Mapa by Avdallah? So, first of all, who said the Paris Mapa Avdal? The Rashbam and Daf Kofei says, Paris Mapa Mavdal, Shiitzia Shabbos, Oisrosan Ba'achila, Kavosan Avdalah. The Rashbam and Kofei says the Paris Mapa Avdal also according to Shmuel. But the Shaila is, what's the Paris Mapa? So you have to say, this is going like the second Shaila in the Rashbam we said before, that it's the type of Akiris HaShulchan. It's a little bit like the Chosh of Rav Yehuda, so you cover the table even according to Shmuel, it's to Machmar Rav Yehuda. But the Rabbeinu Peretz, in the back, Stam, to tell you a little fact about parrots, the Mordechai has extra tysism at the end of the Pirush of Mordechai, and they never knew what it was all the years, but it was a special tysis. It's the tysis of Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, in the fancy eyes of all the Gemaras that Moshe bought for me, they have here Rabbeinu Peretz reprinted in the back over here. And it says, so Rabbeinu Peretz in the back says, talks about Peretz Map, it says, not going on Havdalah. He says, That's only going on the part of Kiddush and not on Paris Map. So the Havmina was, since it's Mafsikin by Havdal, it's Mafsikin, so just by Havdalah has to mean Mafsikin, so here also means Mafsikin. Because I read the lesson of the Ben Paris. It's been talking about, what's the Havmina? Where the Havmina is Kirishu, it's Loy Lamapa. Wouldn't think of that right away. I'm talking about the Karle, my Karle, Yeshleim, the Sak Daitach, the Kamar, Kach Mafsikin La Havdalah, the Gabi Havdalah, Shaykh Priestess Mapa. The daf gabi kiddush shayach priestess mapa, some yikur the shabsa, but gabi davdol shayach ki makir shulchan. The chene is shava, the hard to come and nam seems to have seeking the kiddush, it's not makir shulchan. Makamaka, mishani loy, la mifres mapa, pirish gabi kiddush. The hog is valkadiza. The more times the mapa is only going gabi kiddush by Havdalah, you just make Havdalah right there where you are, and that will help. So, upon him, just to recap over here, Shmuel says, Paris Mapa, we had a kasha, it says Mafsikin Havdalah, also means Paris Mapa, which by Havdalah doesn't mean Paris Mapa, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, which means you make Havdalah. Morning now says, to a different thing, goes to a Maisa here that has to do with a regular Erev Shabbos. Rabba Bar Avuna, Ikla Be Reish Kulusa. Rabba Bar Avuna went to the Reish Kulusa on Shabbos, for the Shabbos through the Friday night. I see Takakameh, they brought the table in front of them with the chalas, with the food, and Paris Mapa, he covered it over with Kiddush. It was not talking about someone starting Erev Shabbos. It's talking about Stam, a regular Shabbos. They came Friday night after davening, it was already night, and they sat down to eat. They brought the table, he covered it over, and he made Kiddush. So you see that if you have the food before Kiddush, you have to cover it. Tanya Namahachi. She'im the v'shavim. Rashbam says they're not gerus v'shavim. Tainam ha'achi. She'im avinim es ha'shulchan elam ken kiddush. You should not bring in the table until you make kiddush. Im hevi, if you brought it, pyrus mapa or makadosh. If you did bring it, then you should be pyrus mapa or makadosh to show that this food is for Shabbos. So that's a right. It's a lachy pyrus mapa. So Tosfos the Masechta She'im speaks out like this. It says if a hadar minim b'chol kisvei. It says that when you walk into the house, the shulchan's aruch, and then the special malach says, gives you a bracha. So it's mashma, you don't should have a table aruch. Lekasha, the Aruchu Makam Acha. It means it's appeared to someone else. Ach ein mevino is the Makam Suda. Doesn't mean you bring it to the Makam Suda. Ad Acha Kiddush. So in Zog Toys is weiter, v'achshav, shulchonu shulonu shehem gedoylem yoyitz medai, v'kosh lavim ach Kiddush, next I'm bringing the whole table after Kiddush, shulahafsa kolkach by Kiddush la Suda, on regilim lifrois map of the Kaddush. For our meaning is, the paris mipam makadish. V'atama first b'shul, this kehecha, the tasty Suda b'yikah Shabbos, the Suda should look like it's covered Shabbos. The yes befarish is a more famous reason. The second reason, zeichel amon shloi hayyurid b'shabbos v'yarim toiv ma'yital mil ma'ilu amatav amon b'tayim. The second pshat is, for amon, and we know the third pshat, but this is the two pshat that wrote down in the Gemara and the Rishonim. The reason why we cover our chalas are, because yikra the shabsa. Yikra shabsa means that we want to show it's the covered Shabbos, the Suda. And that's then, they used to not bring the tables after Kiddush, but our tables are too big, and therefore we leave it here, and that's it's all set up. But we cover it to show Yikr Shabsa. Second Pshat is Zeichel Amon. The third Pshat brought down in the Torah and the Rishonim is that you shouldn't, since maybe the Chiv to make a bracha first on the Challah before the Kiddush, therefore we cover it. You shouldn't have to show it's not here yet, and then make the bracha. That's a third reason brought down. That's not brought down over here in this sugya. So, look at the Gemara Vayta. Tani Chada. We learn one brisa that says Shavin She'ein Maschilin. That Shavin that we don't start. Everyone agrees. L'kuli Yama Moida She'ein Maschilin. But Tani Idach Shavin She'maschilin. Another brisa says they both agree that you do start. One Tani Chada Shavin She'ein Maschilin. They both agree. Basically, that you shouldn't start a suda. Tani Idach Shavin She'maschilin. So, what are we talking about? Bishlam had the Tanya Shavim Shem Eschilim. Bishlam had the Brayz that says that everyone agrees, everyone's Maida, that you don't start the Suda. That's Mishkachas Lab Erev Pesach. Everyone agrees, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to start Suda after Mincha Ketana. Elo had the Tanya Shavim Shem Eschilim, that they both agree, you're allowed to start. What are we talking about? Amos. Inim Erev Shabbos, if it's only Erev Shabbos after Mincha Ketana, Hamiflik Pligitz, Machlaikis. According to Rav Yud, you're not allowed to. Like Kasha, Kam Kam Teisha, Kam Leka Teisha. When it says Shavin Shemas Chilin, it means before the ninth hour of Erev Shabbos, then everyone agrees you're allowed to start. So the question is, okay, so what's the Chiddush? You're allowed to start on Tuesday also, Suda. What's the Chiddush? You're allowed to start before 9 hours? No, also, obviously, what's the Chiddush? So Rashi says, the Chiddush is like this. Shavin Shemaschim Lecha, or Mosheschilu, or Spam says, Mosheschilu Beheta Oichamach Tachshach, Chavil Rav Yehuda. Chiddush is that in fear of Yehuda, you're allowed to continue after the ninth hour. That's the Chiddush. It's Mutter to start before the ninth hour, and you like to continue afterwards. It's Mashmal Fi Rajbam. If someone starts by Issa, according to Rav Yehuda, after nine and a half hours, he has to stop. And the Chiddush is he has to stop. That's one shot. The Bein Parrots has another shot, Shmak Upshah. You know what the Chiddush is that you start for 9 hours? Look at the Bein Parrots. Because let's say you start 2 minutes before this man of 9.5 hours or 9 hours. You know you're going to eat afterwards. So maybe it's Aser. I know I'm eating afterwards because that's what it is. K'mash lon, if I start before, I'm allowed to continue. That's the Chiddush. So Akaponim, so Shavim Shem Aschilim is Erev Pesach, and Shavim Shem Aschilim is the 4th, 9th hour. And we have two Peshatim, what the Chiddush is. Nokhtim Maravaita. The minig was, and still minig in a lot of Ashkenaz places to this day, used to make Kiddush and Shul. Means after davening, after Meir Friday night, make Kiddush and Shul. So Zok to Gemara, what about that? Those people who make Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses, which means they heard Kiddush, even though they didn't drink the wine, rather Ashpam and Toysi, they both speak out, for Kiddush, Zachila, everyone should take a little drink of wine. And it's brought down in Machaveh and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph also, but it's a Toysis and a Rashbam on this Amud, but it's also in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Aleph, it says, Im loy tam ha-makadesh v'tam echad v'ra v'subim m'loy lugma v'yotza, v'ein sh'tiya sh'tayim v'stafer loy m'gulov, im komoke mitzvah na-muvcha sh'yitamu kulam. Everyone should have a little bit of a taste of the Kiddush. Akaponim, it says, Oysem re'om sh'kitsh v'esek neses. Those people heard Kiddush in the Knesset, even if they didn't taste it, but Mitzvah Mukhla tasted, even if they didn't drink wine, and even if they did drink wine, the same halacha. Amar Rav, Idei Yayin Lo Yatsu, Idei Kiddush Yatsu. What does that mean? That means Kiddush they're Yotze. Once they're Kiddush in Shul, they don't have to hear Kiddush at home anymore. They're Yotze Kiddush. Even though they didn't drink anything, all they did is hear Kiddush. And even if they drank a little bit of wine, it's all they're Yotze Kiddush. But Yayin Lo Yatsu, what does it mean? We know, once you make a bracha by a break often, before the suda, you don't take a bray gofen in the suda anymore. Here, you do have to make a bray gofen when you get home in the suda. Why? Because it's shinu makam. Since you left your place, you left the makam, it's hesek adas, and if you have to make a new bracha. So you day yayin liyotza means you're not yotza the bracha of yayin, you have to make a new bracha. You day kiddush yotza means yotza the mitzvah of kiddush. That's Rav Shita. V'shmul ama, af b'day kiddush lo yotza. You're not even yotza. First of all, you have to do a bracha because hesek adas of shinu makam. And you day kiddush lo yotza. Even day kiddush not yotza. Why not? Because you need kiddush from makam suda. The ma'isa be kiddush there, and you didn't eat the suda. So it doesn't help anything. If you make kiddush in place where you don't eat the suda, does not help. Ella Rav, so if you Rav, that you yotza kiddush, lomalei l'kiddush v'beisa. Why is our minig is, most people, after they kiddush in shul, they make kiddush at home. Why? Everyone does that. Why make kiddush again? And yeah, it says, right, l'hoitzi bonav b'nei beisa, because the wife and kids weren't in shul, just to be might see them. V'shmuel, the opposite, lomalei l'kiddush v'nei kiddush, why didn't they kiddush in shul? Lafuke Archim, they have awesome to be mighty the Archim for Kiddush, because they eat in the shul. The Oklu Vishasu, they eat, drink, the gunu and sleep make nishta. So Shmuel is the Kiddush Makam Suda. Why do you make Kiddush there? Because you want the Archim. Fi Rav, everyone's yet to Kiddush. And you make Kiddush at home for your Bnei Beisa. So Tais asks, if you Rav, what's the same question? Why do you make Kiddush in Shul? It might be making for your house anyway. Why do you make Kiddush in Shul? Why do you cast only on Shmuel? So Tais speaks out, because a Rav, anyone who doesn't have Bnei Beisa, then by them they can be able to Kiddush in Shul. That was, it wasn't Shver. It's only Shver if you Shmuel. Now, why do you need Kiddush in Makam Suda according to Shmuel? What's the Pshat? So Rashbam says two Pshatim. Tais brings one of them also. The Rashbam says two Pshatim, why you have to Kiddush in Makam Suda. One Pshat is, because it says, the karasa le Shabbos oinig. Karasa is the lashon of kiddush. That's in calling Shabbos. It says oinig. But mokum shat the karas Shabbos klami kriya the kiddush shamtia oinig. The place where you have oinig is where you have the kiddush. Kiddush is the place where you're enjoying yourself, where you're eating. That's when you kiddush mokum shudas. One pshat. Rashbam says that's a medushu. The second pshat he says it's a svara. That there's a we made a svara. Kiddush has to be on yayin. The yayin is not stam random wine. It has to be wine from the suda. And therefore, it has to be, in the place we eat in the Suda, the wine from the Suda has to be Yena Kiddush. Kiddush has to be on Yena wine, the Chshivas of wine of the Suda. So that's what you can say, Rav and Shmuel, if you need Kiddush, Makam Suda. And Met Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we will continue to do the discussion.